Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. In our text for today, Jesus says, "I have come to set a man against his father." This is Jesus, the one who always speaks the truth, and he gives us another glimpse at a Christian reality. To which we think, thanks a lot, Jesus. Really could have done without that one. I know from conversations I've had with many of you that you have family members who are part of a different church body. Or maybe people who are not a part of a church body at all. I know some of you have very different beliefs from those you are close to. And sometimes it causes strife. Headbutting, arguments. And that's exactly why Jesus gives his sermon for today. "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household." Now recognize that Jesus doesn't say he delights in any of this, but he's simply saying what the reality is. And oh, how true this is for so many of us, myself included. There are even those amongst my extended family in which there are different beliefs and people who I myself have butted heads with, had serious disagreements with, and to be quite honest, it really took a toll on the relationship. And so what do we do when there is offense within our families, especially over religious beliefs? Well, questions come up, right? See, in my experience, we have to have this sort of discussion on, well, what is fundamental to Christianity and what is not? How much of the Bible do you actually have to believe and sort of retain to still be considered a Christian? How many of those articles of belief can we get wrong before our faith is compromised? And if you're the Christian who's talking with somebody, obviously you don't want the conversation to break down. You don't want it to end, to sort of get cut off, because then nobody gets edified. Then nobody learns anything. Then nobody is on the same page. And so how do you even hold these conversations without just shutting down a relationship entirely? And then we ask ourselves, because we know the inevitable argument that's going to ensue, we ask, is the strife within the family really worth it for a few auxiliary teachings of Scripture? My friends, in the last few weeks, we've learned about how the world will hate Christians for the truth they proclaim. They don't want salvation full and free from Jesus Christ. And today's message, Jesus really hits home. Because even within our own family, our faith will be attacked. There will be disagreements and arguments, and it hurts because it comes from those we are closest to. Now, I'm certain that all of us in this room know someone. Someone who is close to us, who has sort of disregarded what they already knew to be true, or maybe disregarded when you spoke to them the truth. If we want to think about social issues, we have things like living together before marriage. Or even today, there is children being born outside of marriage. You might know someone who's admitted to being openly homosexual. You might know somebody who openly supports the end of human life through abortion. If you're not into social issues, maybe you know someone who constantly keeps breaking the governing laws of today, in whatever way. Or someone maybe who is regularly dishonest in business practices. Or maybe someone who is constantly spreading gossip around the community. Or someone who has sort of contentedly fallen away from attending Sunday services. Or those maybe with substance abuse problems. And the truth is this list, it could go on and on and on and on about all of the sin that we see in this world. And if you go and confront them, if you try to bring their sins to repentance, if you tell them, hey, look, this is wrong, we need forgiveness for this, there's pushback. There's rebellion. We hear things like, who are you to judge me? We hear things like, I'll live my life the way I want. This is one of my favorites, right? This is the 21st century. Stop living in the past and get with the times. Or, especially when they really feel convicted and they don't want to admit it, they'll say, you're no saint either. Look at all of the things that you have done wrong. Any number of excuses will proceed from somebody's mouth when they express the truth, or when the truth is expressed. Because there's basically only two responses we can have when we hear God's word. We can either humbly admit our wrong and receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ, or we can continue in the wrong and not receive forgiveness. Now, if it's just an acquaintance or a friend, sometimes they'll just sort of let it go. Okay, I understand difference of opinion. But when it's somebody who is so close to home that is even in the midst of our own family, so often it just doesn't get let go. There is no difference of opinion. There is battle. There is argument. And it's no fun. What does it do for us? Well, as we've all sort of experienced these situations, it encourages us to remain silent. Silence. Because silence is a lot easier than speaking the truth. Now, when these situations arise, to say that it hurts is an absolute understatement. It's nearly unbearable when relationships between father and son and mother and daughter and aunts and uncles to their nieces and nephews, even relationships between cousins and siblings, when these relationships deteriorate because of the truth, it is nearly unbearable. There is very little worse in this world than when the truth separates a family. I've felt the sting of it. I'm sure you have felt the sting of it. If you haven't, either the Lord hasn't provided you with an opportunity to speak the truth, or you are incredibly blessed to have a family that believes the same thing. But my friends, Jesus is serious about this one. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. The worst thing we can do is watch our loved ones inch closer and closer to unbelief, or closer and closer, heaven forbid, hell, just to keep some sort of facade of family unity. My friends, the Lord wants you to speak the truth. Not that we're going to go and, you know, beat up our loved ones with the Bible or something of that nature, but when the opportunity arises, when these conversations come about, the Lord wants us to speak the truth. And recognize the reality, it's going to cause strife. It's going to cause separation. It's going to cause contention. And it's something we lament. It's something Jesus lamented. It's something that he didn't want for us. And it's something we need to be ready for. Because the Lord calls each and every Christian to speak the truth. The question Jesus poses in his sermon for you today is, do you love Jesus? Do you love the way, the truth, and the life, the entirety of Scripture, more than you love your family? It's a question we don't want to answer. Because truly we are those who are unworthy of Jesus. We're not even close to worthy to have a Savior as we do. But salvation is not based on your worthiness. And this is precisely why you have to understand who Jesus is, especially in relationship to the Heavenly Father. Jesus says, I've come to set a man against his father. And as much as he is talking about the state of the world, he's talking about himself. Because Jesus is the God-man who is set against the Heavenly Father. While Jesus is bleeding and dying on the cross, his family finds itself in strife, in contention, in turmoil, because the Father has to punish the Son. The Father has to pour out the wrath for all and every sin against his only begotten Son, because that's what it means to have a just God. Because that's what it means for God to be good. And so the Father and the Son are at odds with each other. They're separated. And Jesus cries out from the cross. He says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it wasn't the pain that caused him to cry out, but the very fact that his family was torn in two by the truth. It's not because Jesus was at odds with the truth. It's not because Jesus sort of shied away from the truth, but it's because Jesus was standing for the truth. The truth that we often do love our families more than we love Jesus. The truth that we're often silent when we ought to speak. The truth that we don't live our lives the way that we should. And often we disregard what the Lord says. That's the truth that Jesus was standing for. And that's why he died. Because he knew that you were unworthy of him. But he didn't care. He didn't care one lick about your worthiness. He loved you so much that he went to the cross and he was condemned. And he tore his family apart so the truth could be that you are forgiven, that you are saved, that heaven is yours even now. That's the truth. So Jesus didn't brush your sin under the rug. He didn't let you go on living your life any way you wanted. He didn't remain silent. But instead, he cried out from the cross as he drank the cup of God's wrath, declaring you forgiven. But it's not over. You see, Jesus continues to express the truth because we all know the story, right? 3 days later, as Jesus comes forth out of the tomb, there is no sin any longer. Your sin was left in that tomb, and all of the sin that Jesus died for, he left it behind in the grave. And so when he bursts forth on that third day, there is nothing between him and the Father anymore. Because Jesus stood for the truth. That's the only way to have true unity, whether it's in a church family, whether it's in your extended family or your immediate family. The only way is to be informed by God's word. To repent of the things where you have done wrong and to receive forgiveness. That's the only thing that can free us from the turmoil and the strife. That's the only thing that can make everything right again and bring us back together just as Jesus brought us back to the Father. My friends, we're unworthy. But we still love and trust and believe in Jesus. So speak the truth. Speak the truth, and certainly it might cause contention and it might cause strife. But it also might bring your family closer together. Whether it's your family on this earth, whether it's your church family, but as Christians, rest in that forgiveness of Jesus' death and resurrection. Because that's where you find true unity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.